Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. A 24-year-old Saginaw man is in custody after police say he fled from officers not once but twice earlier this week and later crashed his vehicle. According to Michigan State Police, troopers first attempted a traffic stop around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday as the driver left a gas station on Washington Street. The man did not stop and troopers ended their pursuit in line with department policy. Saginaw police later attempted to pull over the same vehicle, but the driver again took off. Authorities say the man continued driving recklessly before striking a curb near Farwell and First Streets, disabling the car. He was taken into custody at the scene without incident. No injuries were reported, and a suspect was booked into the Saginaw County Jail on charges of eluding, including fleeing and eluding, resisting and obstructing police, and driving with a suspended license. His name has been withheld pending arraignment. And Michigan's top law enforcement official says she will continue to challenge utility rate increases as Consumers Energy signals plans for another hike. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced her office will intervene in major cases before the Michigan Public Service Commission. Her statement follows a filing notice from Consumers Energy indicating it intends to seek a new electric rate increase as early as June 2nd. The move comes just 1 week after regulators approved a $276.6 million increase for the utility, set to take effect May 1st. Since 2020, approved rate adjustments for Consumers Energy have totaled close to $800 million in added annual revenue. Details of the upcoming request have not yet been released, but a previous proposal from the company sought more than $400 million in additional charges, along with a surcharge that could have pushed residential bills up by double digits. Nessel criticized the timing of the new filing, saying customers are facing repeated increases without the ability to choose their energy provider. She also called on state lawmakers to consider broader reforms to the utility rate setting system. Meanwhile, several other rate and cases remain pending for regulators, including natural gas requests from Consumers Energy and DTE Energy, as well as filings from additional providers across the state. When we come back after this Ashley sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
If your home is full of dirty paws, sticky fingers, coffee spills, and all the surprises of everyday life, then you need to check out Nuvella Performance Fabric, available now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Nuvella is built for real homes, fade-resistant, stain-resistant, and tough enough to handle the daily wear and tear of busy families, pets, and everything in between. This incredible fabric is available on select recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, and more, giving you style that lasts and comfort that keeps up with your life. And remember, Nuvella is exclusive to Ashley. So stop in and see it for yourself at your locally owned Ashley store, located at 850 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Nuvella Performance Fabric, made for real life and only at Ashley and Bad Axe.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Philadelphia advocates use tactical urbanism for bike lanes. In Philadelphia, cycling advocates have taken a hands-on approach to road safety by installing temporary protected bike lanes using concrete blocks and traffic cones. The initiative, led by Philly Bike Action, aims to demonstrate to city officials and residents how physical barriers can enhance safety for cyclists. These unauthorized installations were placed in the Center City District to coincide with the period of high traffic. City officials have expressed concerns regarding the legality of the installations, but acknowledge the growing public demand for better cycling infrastructure. The tactical urbanism approach is designed to pressure the municipal government into fast-tracking permanent safety projects, while the temporary barriers were eventually removed. The group's actions have reignited a citywide conversation on street design. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community. Our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, looking at our international news. Nigeria faces rising natural gas production. Recent reports from Nigeria's energy sector indicate a significant increase in natural gas production from the Mauban oil and gas fields. This boost is expected to help alleviate the country's chronic fuel shortages and provide a more stable source of energy for its growing population. The Nigerian government is also looking into expanding its liquefied natural gas export capacity to meet rising global demand. Despite the increase in production, challenges remain in the form of aging infrastructure and frequent pipeline vandalism. Energy experts suggest that significant new investment will be required to modernize the grid and ensure that the benefits of increased production reach all citizens. The government has announced a new series of public-private partnerships to address these issues. When we come back after this Mackenzie Jeweler sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
This is Kent Mackenzie from Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As the season changes, it's the perfect time for a little spring cleaning, and that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At Mackenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today. Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news story, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing.